This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 3 for Wednesday, August 3rd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continues its downward slide on Wednesday, although not at the same level as the day before, when U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan to China's dismay. While extreme weather hit parts of Alberta and Manitoba on Tuesday, most of the prairies are expected to see calm conditions and high temperatures in the mid-20 degrees Celsius. Crude oil was only on the positive side of unchanged, with tightening supply outweighing an announcement by OPEC that it will only increase production by 100,000 barrels per day in September. Soy oil was slightly higher, as well as Malaysian palm oil and most European rapeseed. The Canadian dollar brought pressure onto canola prices, up 1/5 of a U.S. cent this morning. The November canola contract is down $8.70 per ton at $839.70. In the U.S., corn is staying put while soybeans and wheat are mixed. Weather is at the top of mind for corn buyers, as the Western Corn Belt is expected to see another day of above-average temperatures. However, more moderate temperatures are expected for the Eastern Corn Belt. Ukraine's first corn shipment has passed inspection and cleared the Black Sea region, raising hopes that more shipments will follow. The September corn contract is unchanged at $5.91 US per bushel. Wheat is mixed on Wednesday, with prices being pulled in opposite directions. Hot temperatures are expected in the northwestern U.S. plains for another couple of days as a heat wave continues over most of the U.S. The spring wheat crop, which is already 97% headed, could be affected by the warmer conditions. Wheat shipments from Ukraine are expected over the next few weeks, while Algeria has purchased 720,000 tons of milling wheat and Tunisia bought 125,000 tons of soft wheat. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 2 cents U.S. per bushel at $7.73. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 cent U.S. at $8.41. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 6 cents U.S. per bushel at $8.79. Soybeans are struggling to find direction as the U.S. crop did not suffer as much damage as expected due to hot temperatures. While eastern growing areas in the country are expected to see rain and moderate temperatures, western growing areas will experience more heat. The August soybean contract is up 1 cent U.S. per bushel to $15.70. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 3rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.